理课堂听 class.com。
试卷十二，口译题。
Part A, Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear two passages in English. After you have heard each paragraph, interpret it into Chinese. Start interpreting at the signal, and stop it at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening. Remember, you will hear the passages only once.Now let's begin Part A with the first passage. Passage 1. Two Americans, the goal of parents is to help children stand on their own two feet. From infancy, each child may get his or her own room. As children grow, they gain more freedom to make their own choices. Teenagers choose their own forms of entertainment.As well as the friends to share them with. When they reach young adulthood, they choose their own careers and marriage partners. Of course, many young adults still seek their parents' advice and approval for the choices they make. But once they leave the nest, at around 18 to 21 years old, they want to be on their own, not tied to their mother's apron strings.The relationship between parents and children in America is very informal. American parents try to treat their children as individuals, not as extensions of themselves. They allow them to fulfill their own dreams. Americans praise and encourage their children to give them the confidence to succeed.Passage 2. I want today to set debt reduction in the context of development challenges of poor countries. My key message is that we need a step change in the way we look at the purpose of debt relief. From ending debt to ending poverty.As a chief economist at the World Bank said in a Guardian article last week, debt relief is a strong anti-poverty weapon. But it must be part of a broader development strategy. Now is a time for new thinking, and the task is an urgent one. One out of four people in the world live in absolute poverty. Deserts are spreading, forests are shrinking, and seas are being overfished.With projections of growing strain on all the natural resources of the world, and the likelihood of increasing violent conflict and calamity arising from that, it is not just morally imperative that we act to give the poor of the world the chance to get out of poverty. It is in our interest to do so. There can be no secure future for our children and grandchildren unless we build a more equitable world.